You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Hello, Dojo Disciples. This is the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast, Denchi Mail Edition, where every other week we supplement our regular episodes with answers to your video game questions and talk about the latest releases of the Famicom Dojo video web series. What's up with VinCon this year? What are some non-gaming uses for a Famicom? We answer these questions, take a voicemail, read a haiku, and more. Hey, Vink.
Hey!
Did you see it?
I saw it. I saw it. It was great. It was great.
It's been a pretty crazy February for me so far, and there were a lot of birthdays during the week that this came up, and this was a nice little bright spot in a lot of planning and traveling.
I see. So,
very, very great. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, what are we talking about, Vink?
We are talking about possibly the greatest music video ever to hit the internet. Okay, that's a bit of a big statement.
Don't backpedal. Just keep going. Roll with
okay.
it.
Okay, the greatest video ever to hit the internet. It is Famicom Thrash by the Amari Tones.
Yeah,
and it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Pure 8-bit joy.
Yeah, and I mean, you've all heard if you're listening to this podcast right now, you have heard this song.
Yes.
But you probably don't actually know what they're saying because they're talking very quickly and there's a lot going on in the background musically. So if nothing else, you should watch the video just to see what the lyrics of the song are, but then stick around for the fact that the video itself is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. It's like we had played around with the idea of making a music video for this or RPG in the past. Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. I feel like we were stepping on their toes. And, thank God we didn't, because they released this totally of their own recognizance and just posted it when it was done.
As much as we'd like to say this was a collaboration between Famicom Dojo and the Amari Tones, we did not even know they were doing this until it came out. So, It was awesome, and it's not getting nearly as much love as it deserves. Look at the show notes for this one and click. Otherwise, if you're listening to this and you're gonna forget about it, just look for Amari Tones Famicom Thrash, and it should be the first hit.
This song is also on iTunes if you want to show them a little bit of love that way.
Yes.
Download it for your personal listening device.
Yes, yes.
It's on the album Heroes, I believe.
I think Heroes might be an EP, but either way.
Oh, what's the difference? It's just a specific kind of album.
That's true. It's not an LP.
Yes.
No, it's not.
And what is it? This doesn't really mean anything.
A long play?
What are you talking?
A let's play?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what does this even mean? Like the era of digital download music, where you can just pick the one track you want.
I don't even know anymore.
You want this track, by the way.
Yeah.
You do.
So,
my kids loved it.
Yes, mine too. I in fact recorded a video of them loving it.
Yes, that's on the Twitters.
It is on the Twitters. And if you're not on the Twitters, what are the Twitters? Let's see. Sean at Sean Orange,
yes.
One word.
Yes.
At Famicom Dojo and at Famicom Vink.
Mm-hmm. Two N's in Vink.
Yes. It's Famicom Vink. VINNK. All one word. And I really do need your support there, because after my Mass Effect post, I lost quite a few followers.
How's that going, by the way? I'm supposed to ask you every week.
Oh yes. No updates since last week.
Oh no.
I've got a television on the way.
Okay.
And I think I might just let it, watch it HD the way it was intended to be watched.
What did you end up going with? For the TV?
The TV? It's like a 19-inch little HDMI TV.
Okay.
It's actually being gifted to me by one of our great fans.
What?
Yep.
This is literally the first I'm hearing of this. This is even,
oh, really?
Even like, this isn't even like feigned surprise.
Yeah. No. It's I'm picking up the shipping, but someone heard our podcast and probably wants me to play Mass Effect. So
isn't this worth it? Like, isn't this worth it that you lost all those Twitter followers just to be able to play Mass Effect in HD? I think it is.
I guess. But who knows? Those Twitter followers might have had televisions as well.
Well, I mean, if you're not willing to give us a TV, just unfollow us now.
But no! No! Stop it! Anyway.
Yeah, so, Denshi Mail, Zaya?
Yeah.
If you have a question for Famicom Denshi Mail, or just want to share your own future retro or pile of shame, you can contact us on Facebook and Twitter, leave a comment on one of our videos, email us at denshimail or podcast at famicomdojo.tv, or leave a voicemail at 608-492-1923, and we'll play your clip on the show. We put the call out on Twitter and Facebook, as we do.
Yes, and this time more than an hour ahead of
right. So we had, last I saw, 363 people saw the post on Facebook, but I did not see.
We don't have time to go through 363 replies.
Yeah, we did not get nearly that many. So next time, I expect everyone to make a reply.
Yes, of course.
Just so you know, and between demanding televisions.
I did not demand a television. A television was offered to me, and I graciously accepted the television.
Fair enough. One of those replies, although, came in the form of a voicemail. So let's
voicemail.
This is by Ray Green. So let's play that first.
All right.
Dear Famicom Dojo, I just want to say I'm absolutely in love with your content. Ooh. I started watching 2 years ago. I had watched the very first episode of Famicom Dojo when you talked about the Famicom itself, and I really loved it, so I went on a marathon. That being said, I come back to these episodes every day. Whenever I'm eating dinner, I just want something to watch, so I open YouTube on my PlayStation, and I watch an episode of Famicom Dojo. It's a ritual at this point. I just want to say, keep up with the good work, because no matter what happens, I've always found Famicom Dojo to be the most entertaining YouTube series I've ever watched, personally. I've watched a lot, which is extremely sad. But yeah, absolutely love the work.
I don't think it's sad at all.
No, not at all.
Pretty awesome.
Oh man, I'm just smiling from ear to ear right now. That is a wonderful comment there. Although there was a little ominous moment in the middle, like no matter what happens, like, but that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I know exactly what you mean when you find a YouTube channel you like, and you're like, oh, I'm home. I'm tired. I don't have the brain power to like watch a movie right now or even play a game. Let me just put on something that can kind of be in the background. I think Famicom Dojo meets that. we're up there with fireplace apps.
You don't have to actually watch it, which is how I watch all of my TV now. I just kind of listen. It's like if something interesting happens, I perk up and I go, oh, usually because I'm like editing this show or something.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Working on the Kickstarter. Yeah, something like that.
What a wonderful comment. That is so great.
Yeah, I like hearing that because it keeps us going. It really does, and I appreciate it so much, especially putting that into words and that letting us, not just us, hear them, but everyone else.
That puts the pressure on, though. Like, now that I know people are actually watching this, we better do a good job.
Oh, now?
Yeah. I figured half of those hits were just me reloading it. So.
Right. Yeah, probably. Shh, don't tell Google. all right, that was a really wonderful email. Do you want to read the first non-audio question?
Yeah, I could do that. All right, this one comes in from Elijah Clark, and he says, what are your opinions on video game remakes or games that have been remade to work on a system older than that of the original game runs on? Oh, okay, I wasn't wrong. Okay, I've been playing a Final Fantasy VII remake on the NES. in emulation, of course. I don't have a real NES or a NES flash card, and it's been pretty good so far. At least I don't have to deal with disk switching.
Right.
Put
in cartridge too.
True. Well, you know what? I was just watching a video online today that was saying that if Final Fantasy VII had been released on the N64 as it was originally planned with the same amount of content, data-wise,
sure,
it would have come on like 60 cartridges.
Oh, my gosh.
But of course, I mean, that's not totally fair because if it had been released on the N64, they wouldn't have used like pre-rendered backgrounds. They would have, you know, but still,
Right. I mean, I'm sure they were developing it, you know, for a disk-based system, and Nintendo's like, see ya. And, you know, then they're like, well.
Nintendo's like, we've got something better. Something old. Cartridges.
Something familiar.
But the thing is, I love cartridges. I love cartridges. And I just, but I didn't really care for the N64 so much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I totally bought into the hype, though. For the first year, I was like, these have no loading times and
no games.
No cutscenes. No RPGs.
So I think I am intellectually, hypothetically, down with the idea of DMX. I don't think I've actually ever played one, though.
I know exactly the Final Fantasy VII remake he's talking about. I haven't played it myself. It was made in China and I think been translated to English.
I think it was like a Kotaku article about it.
Yeah, a lot of like these Hong Kong games. Like there's also like a Harry Potter game, and there's they've also remaked 10.
Oh boy! Whatever.
I hope it has digitized laughing in it. I
hope it has digitized Blitzball. Oh, man.
Oh, it does have Blitzball.
Yes. So I'll probably get stuck there again.
Blitzball by itself could have been a Famicom cartridge.
That's what I'm saying. It's so much better than the actual Final Fantasy X. Just like, you know, drama and characters and action.
Yeah, those all get in the way of your Blitzball. Anyway. Well, yeah.
I was gonna say Blitzball has those things, and
they also could have made a Famicom cart of the card game in 8. I would play that. Anyway,
I've been to like Midwest Gaming Classic, which I should really find out when it is this year. I think it's in April.
Okay.
I want to say, I've seen like people with like repro carts that have those DMakes on them, and I've never actually played one. And I probably should, but I like the idea, but I feel like it's going to run up against our topic for our next episode. So
oh,
I don't want to
okay.
say
let's,
too much
let's,
more.
Let's savor that.
Yeah.
Let's...
You should come back to episode 133. We'll have a special guest. It'll be special.
Okay. Then let's leave that one right there for now.
All right. Continuing with Facebook then, Paul Spicknall. Right. So will Sean ever go back to MAGFest? Yeah. Someday I hope to. Like every year, I think maybe this is the year I go back. Honestly, I haven't been back since my first child was born. So he would have been not quite a year old.
Yep.
And I have had one child roughly every year since. So that was 2013. Yeah. Yeah. I had a kid in 2013, later in the year, of course, but so I will hopefully go back sometime.
The key here is Sean has to stop having children.
Right.
Because those are the main thing keeping him away from MAGFest right now. So
yeah, it's just.
No,
it's just
wait! I don't want to open this up to solutions. Okay. Anyway.
Oh no, but you know, it's like a 4-day event, and I think like one of the last times I went, I think I went like the Wednesday of, didn't come back until Sunday. I can't do that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah.
So if I do go, it might be just for a couple of days. So probably like a Friday Saturday thing. And you know, it's like there's so much to do. I would feel like I'm definitely missing out. That's for sure. But a couple of things haven't helped. So I used to fly out of Milwaukee, and there are no longer any direct flights between Milwaukee and DC. thanks to AirTran being bought out by like Southwest or Delta or something. I think it was Delta. So that stopped happening. That didn't help. Although a couple of years I was essentially offered free tickets as long as I was willing to wait on standby by some fans. So,
wow,
thanks Earl Grey. Never That's able cool. to take him up on that, unfortunately, because these also came. Actually, the first year I think I already bought my ticket, but the next year I didn't go. So, it's always been wonderful to talk to people like people I've seen every year, or just new people who like know Famicom Dojo. That was one of the first times I was like surprised.
Yeah.
Like someone like knew really what we had done, apart from I think PAX East, I talked to someone there too, but like I just talked to someone on like an overpass for 20 minutes just randomly. It was pretty cool. So I would like to go back sometime. Syndra, I'm told, will always have a spot in the floor of her room for me.
Better question.
Yes.
When are you going to Tokyo Game Show again?
Oh God, that's also something like maybe this year, but that's a much, much pricier proposition. And to go along with the child thing, that is before I had a child, although he was in utero at the time, and you only had one at the time yourself as well.
That's true.
So,
but then we had one with the leader of the Amari Tones.
Wait, what? A child? Show.
Yes.
A brain Mommy. Child.
What? Not a brain child. I was carrying his baby, and it was really hard.
What?
Oh, do you right. watch? Do you watch Mommy Famicom Tummy. Dojo?
That's right.
Do you
right.
watch Famicom
it's
Dojo?
It's a serious game. Yes, Mommy Tummy. That's right. I'm like, what are you talking
Link
about?
That video, because if you don't even know about
no.
it, I bet a lot of these fans haven't seen
oh,
it.
Oh, fun story about that. So we got a call from the doctors. Yeah. The TV show The Doctors.
Oh, I was hoping you were talking about Paul McGann.
I know, right? That's what I thought too. Yay! No. They want to use one of these clips from our video for their show.
Yep.
So I had to do a couple of things like take out some of the subtitling and whatnot. And you know, I had to explain to their producer though, it's like I was like on this, right?
Yeah.
Constant communication. And it's like, all right, do you need permission from everyone in the video who showed up? Like, you know, they don't need it from the people who presented because they already signed a waiver for the general convention thing. But like, you know, for our purposes, people who weren't part of the Tokyo Game Show needed permission. So I signed very quickly, but it's like, you know, you and Tak lived in Japan.
Yep,
so it's
you sent me the release. I signed it. I got back.
Yeah. Like he got back to me too. Like that's the one I was really worried about because I didn't know if he responded very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I had explained to them, they're not awake. It's Japan. They won't be able to send the stuff back to you. So I finally got all this paperwork put together, sent it off to them. And like, then I looked at my email and like an hour earlier, they said, sorry, we've decided not to use your footage after all.
Yep.
And it's like, I was trying to explain to them. It's like, I really need you to understand that I can't give this to you right now. I was like, I want to say yes, you know, conditionally, but I can't speak for these people. So
I think in the future, what we've learned is, always say yes and get permission later.
Right. We could have been on The Doctors.
We could have been on The Doctors. That would have been it. We would have been. But you know what? Their loss is your gain. You can see the original clip on our channel. Or on our old channel.
We should also
read our show notes.
Yes. Yes, it'll be linked there.
Yep.
We should also mention the brainchild because we were talking before the show how like the lyrics of Famicom Thrash, like a lot of the things that he put in there were things that we discussed with him when we had dinner. Was it before or after that? Like, I don't remember what day it was. Did we meet twice?
I
think we met twice.
He met us at the game show and I don't remember exactly. No, I think we only met once.
Okay.
But yeah, we went out to eat at Tony Roma's, a place for ribs. Is that franchise still around?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Isn't that like the quarterback for the Cowboys?
I He eats a lot of ribs. Anyway.
But that was it was nice that because he gave us like the lyricless, you know, just like the instrumental only version of this song first. And he wrote it like in 2013, so we've been using it for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice. It was nice that he like remember that stuff and wrote it down into a song.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. The whole thing, the line in that song at the end, "We don't know Mega Man, we call him Rockman," is directly from one of the conversations we were having.
So good. So appreciative. Again, watch that video. Share it with your friends. It's hilarious.
I wish we had made it. I mean,
right.
I don't want to spoil it, actually. Let's let people watch it, because I could talk through the bits of the video I like, but I think it'd be better just to watch it. I will just say at the beginning, it's a video about retro gaming put together by people who aren't necessarily into retro gaming.
Right.
And it's all the better for it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, one more question, Sean, though.
Oh, yeah.
What about VinkCon? Will you be going to VinkCon?
This question asked by Oleg Yuk. Dude, tell us how to pronounce your name. I feel like such a tool.
I'm going to just say... I like Oleg. I know it's wrong, but it's definitely not the correct pronunciation. But I like it because it reminds me of Olaf from Frozen.
Just let it go.
Oh, okay. Good night, folks.
Yeah, I was at VinCon last year.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
We've promised someone else that he and or she might be able to go to VinCon too. So
yes.
We have to really coordinate this.
If you would like to go to VinCon, gosh, what am I going to say from here?
I don't know. How about this? We answer the next question from Gonzalo Delgado. What can we expect for VinCon 2016?
All right. I think what's going to happen is I've been running this whole show by myself, and it's rough. So what I want you guys to do is propose panels. And film yourself giving this panel.
Oh my gosh.
All right. And then we'll splice everything together. Believe me, if no one submits anything, I can do this myself. I've done it before. But I think it might be fun, because every year little bits and pieces of things people have said get incorporated into it. The posters are always done by Lord Toon, which is awesome.
He's already done one, which we should also include in the show notes.
Yes, watch in the show notes, because then you'll see the theme of this VinkCon, which is kids are at the dentist. So I'm not sure how it's going to come together yet. It's been a very, very busy month right now, but I definitely like to do another VinkCon this year, so I think it'll happen, but the actual time that MAGFest happens at this point, with my work schedule, is actually one of the busier times of the year these days, so I might have to change the date of VinCon a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I should also mention that's one of the other reasons why I haven't gone the last couple of years, is because they moved it from the first weekend in January to the middle of February, which usually falls around my son's birthday weekend, as it did this year. So apart from not being able to really afford to go.
Wait, are you talking about MAGFest or VinkCon right now?
MAGFest.
Oh, that thing.
So for those who don't know, VinkCon came up because I had gone to MAGFest a couple of years in a row, had some cool podcast sit downs with people, and Vink was feeling left out.
Totally left out. I mean, he put up like 10 non Vink videos in a row, and I'm like, I can go to. Was it one of your MAGFest videos that I did the unboxing? No, that was for something else.
You did an unboxing of Ball.
Yeah.
It was for something else. Oh.
Yeah. I don't remember. But
it was the end of a MAGFest video. I think, yeah, because it was like one of like my special hauls or whatever that I got.
Yep.
A bunch of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, was, yes, it was.
This is what I got. Funk.
Occasionally, if Sean has put together a video all by himself that has none of me in it, I get a little jealous. So I need to contribute at least something. And in that way, I'm going to make sure Sean's in VinkCon this year, but I'm not going to let him choose how he appears.
That seems fair. yeah, there's a whole section on the website for MAGFest stuff because it is all over the place. It's some of them are on like the Powit TV channel, which is out there but not being updated anymore. Some of them are on Syndra's channel because I assisted in a little prank played on Brental Floss, which he knew of ahead of time, so it doesn't really count as one of those, I guess.
It's indeed a practical joke.
Yes.
So practical it can be scheduled.
It was practically not a joke at all. and then all the VinCon videos are in their appropriate paired up years. So I would recommend going to watch all of those. All of them. Yeah, so if you just subscribe to our channel,
you should watch VinCon Europe as well.
Yes, yes. Aforementioned question asker Oleg, not his real name. just like cereal, Kathy, not her real name.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful VinCon Europe video for 2015.
All right.
Okay. Last question. Do you want to do the honors?
This question comes to us from Twitter user James Fletcher, who asks, what is your favorite game that you didn't think you would like going into it?
Ooh.
Wow. I don't know. I'm pretty picky about my games, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
I almost always know. Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Quarth.
Quarth.
Do you know Quarth?
It's a text adventure, right?
No. You're thinking of Zorker.
Oh, you're right. What's Quarth? You did talk about this. Ah.
I talked about this. It's kind of like Tetris meets Gradius meets, I don't know, it's like a puzzle shooter type game. And I came in with almost no expectations whatsoever. I'd say right now it's one of my more played, like, oh, I have only got a few minutes. What should I play? I'm going to play around a Quarth. So I guess it happens, but for most modern games, I don't know. Like, I think if a game doesn't grab me pretty soon, I probably won't get to the point of it where it's going to get better. I know what Sean is hoping is that my answer to this question will one day be Mass Effect Trilogy, which has been in fits and starts and stops, you know, for a long time, but hopefully he'll be right. Hopefully, if this question is asked to me if this question is asked to me in 9 years,
when your kids are going off to college,
yep. Hopefully, I will be able to say Mass Effect. How about you, Sean? Anything like that?
Mine is a BioWare game.
Okay.
As it turns out.
You didn't think you were going to like a BioWare game.
Yes, correct. So, because, you know, if I say I like a seminal entry into a genre, people either individually to me or just in general tend to assume that it's like, oh, well, you would like other entry into genre. And I don't necessarily like genres.
Okay.
So... having only played Mass Effect, this other game, this fantasy-based game, which is something that I don't really tend to enjoy, per se, as much as science fiction.
Huh.
A little game called Dragon Age came out. I don't know if you heard of it.
Oh, no.
A friend from work at Najem tried really hard to convince me, probably because he knew that I had liked Mass Effect and had played it. And it's like, well, you'll like this. And I am... very hard person to recommend anything to, you know, video games, movies, or whatever, you know, first because of that aversion to, being pigeonholed into a genre, But okay. But secondly, because it's just like I'll think of any excuse I can not to try something new. It's like, I don't have time. I'm trying to play these other games already.
You to play Splatoon was the
right. See, exactly,
job.
Exactly. Yep. So I waited till the game was on sale for like $40, and it's like, all right, if I don't like it, it's only $40. And I picked it up, and this is of course the story I've shared before, where like the clerk warned me there was some gay stuff in it. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I can read the back of the box, rated M for gay stuff.
And it's like, you know, it's a role-playing game, so if I don't want there to be gay stuff in it, there won't be. Although that does bring up an interesting point about Dragon Age 2, where angels will hit on you no matter what gender you are. And some people found that offensive.
That's another podcast.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah, welcome to being a woman in the 21st century. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so I picked up Dragon Age and put it on a difficulty level that probably would have made me very angry if I had stayed on it. But I decided to go down, figured out how to like get my entire party to attack one thing at once. And after those two things happened, I really began to enjoy the game. And as everyone knows, our entire Herbs Gathering meme is now based on Inquisition and the year plus I took to play it.
It's all because like I was trying to get you to describe what the game was and you're like, I'm mainly just going around like gathering herbs, and I'm just like, that sounds like the most boring game ever. Ridiculous. By the way, thank you users and fans. I'll give a special shout out to Satoshi Matrix, who whenever he is playing a game that allows one to pick up an herb, he will snap a screenshot of it and send it to me over over Facebook. So I have this collection of all kinds of herbs. We should make a video of it, like famous herb gathering in video games. And so I'm glad that became a thing. So I'm glad that you played Dragon Age just since that became a thing.
I don't know if I ever shared that on the podcast since it happened. I might have shown you. But yeah. There is literally, like, there's this world map, and there's literally a mission that's just called Gather Herbs. it's like they knew that they, like, update, they patched the game after they heard the podcast. Because I know you listen, BioWare. I know you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's try something new.
Ooh.
For Gmail. You made a joke, and someone took you up on it.
By the way, my making jokes and people taking me up on that is how we get half of our content.
That's how we got Vinkel and Chandra.
Oh, we've never talked about that though. When we talked about it last time, they were hypothetical fan art.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yes, Vinkel and Chandra. I still think it would have been good to be called the Tangerine, but
yeah, that's fine. That's
be, you know what, that could be the perky sidekick.
Oh boy.
Anyway, so there was at the end of every episode, Sean always says, "Until next time, the dojo is," and then I have to think of something because I always forget that I'm going to, so I don't think of anything. And one of those was until next time, the dojo is being depicted as female characters wearing such and such. I don't remember the exact line. And then as I was saying it, I'm like, someone's going to do that. So I said, don't do that. But of course, when I say don't do that, secretly I'm saying, please do that.
Right.
And someone did that. And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
And so there's Vinkel, which is the cute kind of nerdy depiction of me. The red glasses made it. The wielding dual laser discs made it. Very, very cute. Whereas Chandra took a slightly different turn to the sexy. Okay, we're getting into a dark place right now.
Oh, God.
We're getting into a dark place, Sean.
Yeah.
Or shall I call you Male Chandra?
Male Chandra. You mean that's a black Stormy?
Anyway.
References. Ha ha. With the mustache on or off? Listen. All right. Bad. No. yeah, he decided to put Chandra in the Zero Suit Samus outfit. Orange, yeah. Of course, with the Famicom family inspired Famicom Dojo logo on it, as opposed to the Pulse logo that was on Vinkles, I should say. Sorry.
Yes.
But yeah, the broke back pose I wasn't expecting, especially because Vinkle was, you know, just more adorable and not okay, this is still weird. It's still weird. Anyway, Lewis Lloyd Judson sent us a haiku, the perpetrator of these images.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, hold on. This one is called Haiku to the Future. Here we go. Oh, hey, it is Wild Gunman. Have to use your hands like some kind of baby's toy. Is that the right number of syllables?
Yeah. I think.
You know what? It doesn't really matter.
575. So this was 755. I will allow it. Like, some kind of baby's toy. But that's okay because it's amazing.
Thank you very much. And you know what? There's all kinds of different haikus. So. And since they're not being written in Japanese anyway, it doesn't really matter. So
that's right. We could translate it to Japanese.
We should. And sell it as t-shirts.
Oh, no. We're just done. We're just done now.
We're done.
That's it.
We're done. Video's coming.
Video. Yeah?
Yeah.
Videos.
I got a video coming.
You got videos coming. I have a new lighting rig I have not had a chance to use yet. So my new videos will be using that. Vink sent me some things that I need to show you.
Yes.
As one.
Yes.
And then we want to make new Famicom Fridays, not just ones we recycled from the old channel.
So. Listen. Yeah. And I'm going to do a Famicom Friday.
Yeah. It'll be neat.
And you know what? They might actually have something to do with the Famicom.
And at this point, given the time and the year it is, any other new videos of any great import are probably going to be ancillary to the Kickstarter. Although, there are like one or two I would like to try and get done along with that if we can. Especially one involving a lot of construction paper that I bought recently.
What?
I have to make a very convincing scene. The only trouble I need to overcome now is to get a Wii that will demonstrate the thing I need to do, because once you've done it once, you can't do it again.
Are you going to smash it with a sledgehammer?
Not exactly. So I just,
that's quite the tease. I want to see this.
I will buy a Wii at this point if I need to, although I have some friends I could call upon to either go to their place and record something quick or just borrow it and bring it back to my place and return it.
Wait. You're going to do something that you can only do once to a Wii that you're going to borrow from a friend.
They won't care. I promise you. They won't care.
Okay.
And I can't do it with my Wii Mini, which, by the way, I don't think I've fired up since I made that video about it.
Well, I mean.
But I mean, it's about as useful as my actual Wii now, so.
Well, with the Wii U being backwards compatible, there's not much reason to fire up a Wii anymore.
Well, except for all my
games
that I didn't transfer over and won't. I decided that I won't. It's never too late, but I could change them. I don't think I will. But it is related to that topic, though. It is
okay. Related. Okay.
And it's such a bunch of stupid gags. It's a couple of overlapping ones, and I can't wait to do it because it's so stupid. The parts I'm excited for are not even like the actual subject matter of the video.
All right, so it involves it involves a lot of jokes, a sacrificial Wii, and a bunch of construction paper. Okay, let's leave it at that. So, if you have any comment, question, concern, fan fiction, haiku, what else? What else can they submit? Oh, voicemail. We really like those.
Mm-hmm.
If you've coded a video game starring us.
Yes, also by Lewis Lloyd Judson, which is linked on our show notes on the website. You can go to the game section. I bet you if you go to famicomdojo.tv/games, it'll take you right there because it's the only one we have right now.
Yep, which is naming it games is a bit of a misnomer, but
well, listen, I mean, eventually I hope to have other things on there, things that were either, you know, not original to us or made like I would love to put Deer Tays on there, but we have to talk to Sean Hatton first to see if he's okay with that. But I believe Toronto Thumbs has closed down.
Ah.
So I would like to archive that particular one because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, if you have anything, please send it in. And if you are looking to hold a panel at VinkCon or volunteer part of your house to be part of VinkCon, please let us know.
All right. So
if that doesn't make any sense to you, watch the VinkCon videos.
Right. Yeah. Watch all of them. There aren't that many. Yeah. And they all could use the views, and they're wonderful and deserve more, just like the Amari Tones video.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess until next time, the dojo is...
Be loved by at least one guy.
Aw.
At least. At least. It's probably more.
Thanks, Ray. Go get her, Ray!
All right.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our theme songs, Famicom Thrash and RPG, were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes and at amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. Find us at famicomdojo.tv/podcast, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. And, of course, head over to littlepodcast.com to listen to other great shows on the Little Podcast Network.